No.
KBBI's Evening News is supported by Homer Real Estate, bringing buyers and sellers together for over 40 years from Nanilchik, Happy Valley, Anchor Point, Homer, and across Catchmac Bay. All current area listings are online at homerrealestate.com or by calling 907-235-5294.
Today is Tuesday, May 5th, 2026. I'm Simon Lopez with KBBI's Evening News. First up, the Catchmac Bay Family Clinic recently received a national grant to expand cancer prevention and reproductive health care on the Kenai Peninsula. Emily Springer spoke with community liaison Jane Rohrer for more details on the grant and what it will provide.
On May 1st, Catchmac Bay Family Planning Clinic announced that they were awarded a national grant to help expand cancer prevention and reproductive health care on the Kenai Peninsula. Last week, the Direct Relief and the Pfizer Foundation announced the third cohort of the Innovation Awards in Community Health, supporting infectious disease prevention and management to underserved communities. Through $4.5 million in grants over 2 years, the program will support 16 U.S. safety net community health organizations across 11 states, expanding access to prevention, education, screening, testing, treatment, and care. Darren Back, president with the Pfizer Foundation, explained that the partnership with Direct Relief supports health centers and communities across the country in various ways. Catchamac Bay Family Planning Clinic is one of only two in Alaska, alongside Norton Sound Health Corporation, to receive the 2026 Innovations in Community Health Award. The recent Homer press release states that the Catchamac Bay Family Planning Clinic is the only dedicated provider of low and no-cost reproductive health care on the Kenai Peninsula. This award will support the next stage of the Family Planning Clinic's efforts to significantly expand access to life-saving cancer prevention for Alaskans who are uninsured, underinsured, or facing financial barriers to care. The grant will support two critical infectious disease prevention initiatives designed to bridge the healthcare gap on Alaska's Kenai Peninsula. These are defined as 1, HPV cancer prevention. This will include the launch of a vaccination program to protect adults against cervical cancer and 5 other types of cancer caused by HPV, and 2, mobile outreach by strengthening the Family Planning Clinic's pop-up clinic program, bringing sexually transmitted infection, STI testing, treatment, and other reproductive health care directly to underserved residents across the peninsula. Jane Rohrer, community liaison with the Family Planning Clinic, described what the grant will support in more detail.
So with these funds, we are able to launch an HPV vaccination program specifically for folks in that 18 to 26 years of age who may have missed the first window of opportunity to get the vaccination, which is 9 to 12, but not everybody got those vaccinations for whatever reason. So this is an opportunity for folks to have that conversation on if they're a good fit and receive that vaccine. So we're very excited about that. And then it will also support our ongoing STI pop-up clinics in the Central Peninsula area. We've partnered with Kenai Public Health and Nanilchik Community Clinic to offer STI services in pop-up places generally north of Nanilchik, and this will give us funds to continue that effort and also look at expanding with more partners.
According to Claudia Haynes, national recognition underscores the vital role the Family Planning Clinic contributes to Alaska's public health infrastructure. The grant will allow the organization to address critical gaps in infectious disease prevention and help provide a safety net for vulnerable clients during a time when healthcare costs are on a rise. The clinic is a community-supported safety net that has been dedicated to reproductive health and community education for more than 40 years. The clinic provides comprehensive services via its Homer Clinic, the Central Peninsula pop-up clinics, and telehealth services, all offered on a sliding fee scale. For more information, visit www.kbfpc.org or call 907-235-3436. Reporting from Homer, this is Emily Springer.
The Alaska legislature failed to override Governor Mike Dunleavy's veto of a closely watched election reform bill yesterday. The override vote failed by 2 votes after 2 Southeast Alaska lawmakers who had previously supported the bill voted no. As Alaska Public Media's Eric Stone reports, backers said they hoped the bill would make it easier to vote and harder to cheat.
Sometimes in the Alaska legislature, just as in life, timing is everything.
Timing is what Governor Dunleavy cited in his message to lawmakers announcing his veto. With the November election just 6 months away, he says there just isn't time to implement a system allowing voters to track and correct minor errors on their absentee ballots. The lawmakers who flipped, Sitka Senator Burt Stedman and Ketchikan Representative Jeremy Bynum, both Republicans, say they agree with Dunleavy's assessment. Here's Bynum.
From the time that the bill was passed to the time that the governor actually got it, there was delay. And then when the governor got it, there was delay.
But Senator Bill Willikowski, an Anchorage Democrat, says there was plenty of time to implement the bill. He pointed to the all-male special primary election following the death of Congressman Don Young in 2022.
Just 5-6 weeks later, the governor's Division of Elections announced that ballot tracking would be available by the company Ballot Tracks for the June 11, 2022 election. 6 weeks. They got a ballot tracking system set up in 6 weeks, just 4 years ago.
One caveat on that, it's the lieutenant governor, not the governor, who heads the Division of Elections. And 4 years later, there's a different lieutenant governor and a different director of the Division of Elections. That new Division of Elections director, though, said in March that implementing a tracking system would be, quote, challenging. Not notably that it couldn't be done. And Willikowski says he wishes the administration was up for the challenge.
I'm not prepared to tell Alaskans, sorry, you'll have to wait another year. It's just too hard.
Willikowski and co-sponsor Representative Sarah Vance, a conservative Homer Republican, say they tried to strike a bipartisan balance.
Right now, our system is broken, where not every vote is being counted. Our roles have not been tightened up to the level that builds confidence, that ensures people that they have a legal vote.
The bill included prepaid postage on absentee ballots, an elections liaison for rural communities, and better pay for election workers in villages where it's often difficult to find people to staff the polls. And there was a requirement that voters be notified of a data breach, a quicker timeline for reporting results, and provisions aimed at keeping the state's voter rolls correct despite Alaska's transient population. Supporters ranged from the most liberal Democrats to the most conservative Republicans. Big Lake Republican Representative Kevin McCabe, who voted to override the governor, offered an apology.
Not for my vote. I stand by my vote on this bill. I'm apologizing to Alaskans who will bear the cost of this veto.
He apologized to members of the military, people living in rural Alaska, and people in southwest Alaska who were sent the wrong ballots for the 2024 election, among others. Strikingly, neither advocates nor opponents in the legislature claimed the bill would help one party more than another. Timing was the issue. Dunleavy encouraged lawmakers to try again with another bill. Bynum, who flipped from yes to no, said he would vote for a future bill without such a tight timeline. But with just 2.5 weeks to go in the legislative session, that appears unlikely. There just isn't time. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Eric Stone.
That's it for tonight's news. You are listening to KBBI AM 890 in Homer, 88.1 FM in Seward through translator K201AO and online at kbbi.org. News tips and story ideas can be emailed to news at kbbi.org. Coming up tonight on KBBI at 5 p.m. is Alaska News Nightly, and then at 6 p.m. a live broadcast of the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly meeting. Also, the deadline for sponsors and vendors for this year's Concert on the Lawn is coming up May 15th. Applications are available on our website, kbbi.org. KBBI is also accepting submissions for art for this year's Members Mug. You can find the rules and a template on our website. Scattered showers tonight in Homer, with mostly cloudy skies and a low around 37 degrees. Thanks for listening. Good evening.